Hey, good morning, everybody. So, Shlishi Avayikra and one Tashlumin from yesterday immediately had a charata. We talked about the inyan of Mesiras Nefesh in Kodshim yesterday, and we'll build off that theme today in the context of Kichol Sa'ar v'chol devash, lo saktir imenu yishal Hashem, kol mincha asher takriv v'Hashem, lo sa'asa chametz. So we talked about, you know, appropriate for this time of year, in Yonei Chametz, but we talked about Mesiras Nefesh yesterday, and we'll see that those are related themes. You know, I missed the opportunity to reflect on one Ramban. So yesterday we said that, v'nefesh ki takriv korban mincha la'Hashem, ala v'kasav ki luki kriv isnafsho, the smichos aparshios between the olas ha'of, right, that it's a shevach and a hiddur, and, you know, that the mizbeach should be nizba from the korban of the ani, from the olas ha'of, because echad amarbe echad amarbe So really, the whole idea of korbanos is mesiras nefesh. We quoted from the Ramban in his essay the idea that it really should be me. And so the more a person is really sacrificing of themselves, the more consistent it is with the general idea of kodshim. So the Ramban has an essay there about which kinds of birds are allowed. Right, Torah ben Yonah, and he talks about that really being also a din in the mysterious nefesh of Klal Yisrael for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Bnei Yonah, the young ones, have an attachment to their ken. Normally birds, once their nest has been, defiled by an intruder, they don't go anywhere near it, but the Bnei Yonah have an attachment where they're never maimir their nest, for anything else, the Ramban writes, and the Torah very famously, right, once its partner is gone, you know, never takes on a different partner. So those are the ones that are the Gedolim, the Bnei Yonah, the Ketanim. So in any event, the Ramban develops that idea as part of Klal Yisrael's Mesiras Nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, O Yehudi, O Tzalov, he quotes there. That's very consistent with the idea that we were developing, that the Ola Sa'of and the Korban Mincha really have a higher status because of the Mesiras Nefesh that's involved. So moving from there to the Isser Chametz, so we have a dual Isser Chametz in the Mikdash, right? An Isser Chametz B'chol Hashana Kula, which, as many of us have discussed in many different times, we believe is exported out by the Korban Pesach, right? And Chatzos of Yedalad, Alo sochal alav chametz, shivas yamim tochalav matzos lechem oni, and lo sizbach al chametz dam zivchi, lo sishchar al chametz dam zivchi. Point being that the Korban Pesach exports the Yisr chametz from the Mikdash to Gvulin 7 days a year. So we have a dual Yisr chametz on Pesach, ki chol sa'or v'chol dvash, lo saktir menu isha la'ashem. And again, the pasuk begins, kol mincha, lo sa'asa chametz, and then in Parsha Sav, right, in Isra Afia, lo se'afe chametz, chalkam nasati osa me ishai, kodesh kadashim hi kachatas v'cha'asham. So again, what's the nature of the Isra chametz? It's interesting, the Ramban quotes from the Rambam in the Mora, where he says, well, maybe that this was like, you know, chukos hagayim, that they used to have sor dvash, and he connects that with the idea of lo sa'ashpis melech b'isa lokecha, Mial minchasach al korka mancha takrif melach, that dafka the ovdei avodah zarah were moes and melach and korbanos, so we use melach to show that, you know, we're not like them. This is Rambam l'shitasa, right? Because the Rambam thinks that all korbanos are kind of a repudiation of avodah zarah, and if they like tzor and dvash, so we're not going to do it. That would be one idea, and the Rambam says maybe that's true, maybe there's a sod, you know, yoser amok. I don't know anything about esoteric Torah about Nistar, but Nigla is clear, right, that the Chametz represents the idea of human initiative. We've spoken about this many times. The Seor Shebi'isa, it's not necessarily a bad thing, but Rabbi Kiva said to Turnus Rufus, right, that this is Maase B'nei Adam, which are Gdolim Mimaase Habo, right, because you're taking the raw products and you're, you know, harvesting them and developing them into normal Chametz, into bread. Right, the reason that we have, you know, matzah, and the only thing which is roi for matzah is it could have been chametz. Matzah is always rescued from the jaws of chametz, right? In Akash l'matzah, davar shabai lios chametz, and the chovas nashim is related to that, right? Kol yesh no b'al tochal chametz, yesh no b'kum echal matzah. So something which is bali de sirchon, it's not bali de chimutz, right? Orez and dulchan, etc. So you know, chametz is really about the idea that you know, left to our own devices, of course we would prefer chametz. Ad shenigla leim okay avosenu ugala miyad, but that's why we have, you know, matzah. Okay. So matzah really represents the idea of divine sovereignty. So in the mikdash, it's a din b'chol hashana kula. On Pesach, when we're really marking, you know, this, you know, idea of, you know, we didn't do anything. V'atem lo seitzu ish mi-Pesach beso ad boker. And anivu lo malach, anivu lo saraf, anivu lo shaliach. So we suppress chametz. It's all about the yad ha-chazaka, the zroa netuya. Right, ki abiyad chazaka utiyacha Hashem mimitzrayim. That really is the essential idea of chametz, and why chametz, which is anathema b'chol hashana kula in the mikdash. We'll get to the exceptions of toda and shtei halachim in just a moment. You know, but it's anathema in the mikdash where we feel Hashem's sovereignty most palpably. So it becomes, you know, aser b'gvulin, only 7 days a year. I think this is highlighted by Yerushalmi Yuma, which is part of the Pitum HaKtores, which states the following: Tani Bar Kapara, Ilu Hayanosin Ba, referring to the Ktores, Kortov Shel Dvash, In Adam Yachol Lamod Mipnei Recha. It would have been even greater. V'lamein Mevarvin Ba Dvash, Mipnei Shatora Amra Ki Chol Seor V'chol Dvash, Lo Saktiru Menu Isha LaHashem. Because it's a Xeris HaKasad, the Torah said you're not allowed to do it. It's not about generating, you know, what would be the most overwhelming reach nichoach from our subjective point of view, but it's about, you know, being mevatel ritzoncha mipnei ritzono, divine sovereignty in human submission. And I really think that's the idea, right? Ein adam yachol lamod mipnei recha, but in the end of the day, it doesn't matter. Lamein marvin badvash, because the Torah amra. That's the ultimate reach nichoach, amarti v'naase ritzoni. So if that's really the iser of chametz, I think that we can understand, as it applies bigvulin 7 days a year, when we reflect on the idea of, you know, utter divine sovereignty, we didn't get ourselves out of there. Hanisalu kim lavola kachas lagoy mikarev goy. In the mikdash, of course, mikdashi tiro, that sense of yira, prevents us from engaging in chametz all year long. So what about the exceptions? So remember, the Korban Todah, I think, is a very natural exception, that, you know, 25% of the lechem which is involved is going to be chametz, because the Korban Todah is acknowledging already HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, you know, role, HaGomel Chayavim Tovos Shekmalani Kol Tuv, that when we're already acknowledging in the context of Hodah that we would have never survived if it wasn't for him and his chesed, so there's not nearly the same risk there of gaiva, right, or of, you know, overstating the role of the human being. The very nature of the korban precludes that. And I've suggested in the past, based on something we've heard, why, you know, has commented about many times, the role of chametz, you know, in the shtei halachem, it's dafka in the context of Kabbalah Satorah, specifically within that context of, you know, accepting Omalchus Shamayim, accepting the old Torah, where creativity and human initiative can be appreciated, right? Once a person has agreed to operate within the confines of the system, so then that's where lo bashamayim he, human creativity, human initiative, yefshu lebeis medrash b'li chiddush, a person looking for their makom nisgad there to contribute in a meaningful way, in an appropriate way, for the human being to, you know, contribute in that sense, that's where it's entirely appropriate. So again, the exceptions may prove the rule, that normally in the mikdash, mikdashi tiro is not a place for human, you know, initiative or exploration. You know, en adam yochol lamod mipnei recha is very nice, but in the end of the day, the Torah said ki chol se'or v'chol dvash lo satir menu yishal Hashem. So, you know, that theme is really exported out 7 days a year. And we noted in our Shir Hakdam at Pesachim this year, right? Chametz is so much more dominant than matzah. So we don't want to say about the Vilna Gaon and others. The bottom line is, Bayer of Tochu Matzah is the actual chiyuv. Even as a kiyum deraisa kol sheva, right? It's much more chag ha-chametz, chag yisr chametz, than it is, you know, the chag of matzah, right? And that's, again, proven by the idea of kol sheyeshem ba'al tochu chametz, yeshem mekum echol matzah, as opposed to the other way around, which would have argued we left out nashim on the deraisa level. You could have had avhein maybe for the derabanan, And certainly the very definition of matzah is davar habali de chimutz, only something which really could have been chametz and was rescued from the jaws of chametz. So again, you know, continuing on with this theme we developed yesterday of a person sublimating themselves in the world of mikdash, so I think that really is the genesis and the origin of the Isser chametz, unless one prefers the direction of the Mora, you know, that it's really all mitam chukos hagayim. Everybody have a great day.